I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are. It is Wednesday. It is January 20th, and thank you guys for joining us. Thank you also for checking in. As usual, we love when you guys check in. You can do that a couple of ways. You can always tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. Follow us on Twitter. We love to see your tweets. We send out show updates there. We have Mike checking in this morning. Michelle is listening. So is Bill. Kat is also checking in this morning. Let's see, who else? So we just got a couple. Michelle, Corey listening. So is Rosie. Also checking in on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson studio line at 702-364-9400. We have Becky, Deborah, Rick, Diana, and Sarah, Turtle and Boople, Janet, Jessica, Joyce, Miss Kit Kat, Nelsie, Jim, Raul, Lance, Nate, Martin, let's see. Cujo, Rhett, Kirkland, man, Maria, nice. You're all up this morning. Yeah. Thank you so much and good morning.
Happy Inauguration Day to you. How are you doing over there in your studio?
Doing well. I've been watching a little bit about what's going on right now. President Trump just arrived at Joint Base Andrews for the departure ceremony. A lot of people are talking about how just everything that's happening right now, kind of unprecedented. Usually you kind of have that crossover of the two, and that's not going to happen this year. So right now, they're expecting his arrival on Marine One for the last time. And it's gonna be a long day. A lot of festivities happening with the inauguration of Joe Biden.
Yeah, lots happening in the country and the world today. Exciting things happening right now in the world. It's a good day. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I was making up for yesterday when I didn't set my alarm. So last night I double checked, I triple checked, I quadruple checked. I'm like, alarm is set. So it went off this morning. I usually hit snooze a couple of times. I didn't. I just got up. So I've been here forever, it seems like. I'm just working on little
stuff done. That's good.
Yeah, it's been one of those mornings. And I was like, usually one of our sister stations, there's someone that kind of beats me here. And I was the only one. I felt like doing Home Alone and running around like, But yeah, everything is good on my end. Had a good night last night. What did I do? Gosh, I'm trying to think. I was just kind of working till late, getting some stuff done. But it was a good day yesterday. How about you?
I can't complain. All is well in my world. Let's see here. This morning, my wake up routine, alarm goes off at 3, and boom, I got to get up. If I hit snooze, I'm doomed. So as soon as the alarm gets up, always 2 feet on the floor and go. But my wife got up this morning at 2:45, and when she got up, the dog barked, woke me up, and so I'm like, but I was able to fall back asleep for the extra 15 minutes, which
was
nice.
That was early. Why is she getting up so early?
She just woke up. She has sleep issues. She sleeps and everything, but sometimes her brain is just running nonstop with work, and so she woke up this morning at 2:45. She comes back to bed with her computer. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I got to do one email. I'm like, all right. And so when I left the house, she fell back asleep. So, but I woke up this morning 2:45, but I fell back asleep till 3. And here we are today. And last night, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. Got home late, just did some work, did a nice run last night. It was raining last night at my house. Did you get rain last night?
Yeah, we got rain at our house last night too. Yeah, it was actually kind of nice. I didn't realize it was raining because I was on the first floor doing work, and then my husband comes down. He was on the second floor, and he could hear it hit the ceiling. He's like, "Did you know it's raining?" I was like, "I couldn't even tell." So I looked out the window, and yeah, it was nice. Nice to get a little bit of rain.
Yeah, I know it's going to be chilly. It's going to be cold this coming weekend. The winds of change are coming, and cold next week. I'm kind of excited about that. This past weekend was nice with the warm weather, but I'm thinking, man, I can still handle some more cold. I can handle a little more cold.
That's what I like. Whatever the weather is, we find a reason to like it.
Yeah, you know, football games this weekend. Maybe it's cold, cozy up by the fireplace and watching football. It's going
to
be good.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to that. Golden Knights play tonight. They take on Arizona again. So we've got some hockey. All is good. And let's do it. Let's start the show.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending? Woo! On Mix 94.1.
Billie Eilish is trending this morning after talking about collaborating for over a year and teasing fans with a possible partnership. Billie and Rosalia are finally teaming up to give us a brand new song together. It's called Lo Vas a Olvidar, and it means you will forget her in Spanish. It arrives Thursday. It'll be part of the soundtrack for HBO's hit series Euphoria during part two, the Jewels edition. She shared the news on Instagram, writing, "You guys have been waiting for this," along with a preview of the song. And the song's going to arrive at 9 a.m. on Thursday with a music video as well.
That's cool. Exciting stuff, man. This new music is popping up left and right. Coming out of left field on this stuff.
People are finally putting their creative juices to work after being in quarantine for so long. I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
They're like, "We got some time. Let's do it." And a lot better than last year, too, when artists were like, "You know, we're going to hold off until this pandemic thing slows down until we start putting the music out." And then they're like, "Oh, this thing is slowing down. Let's put out some new music."
Yeah, exactly. So we like that. Also trending this morning is Peloton. So Joe Biden, he may be banned from bringing his Peloton bike into the White House.
What?
He's known to start his day with a workout on the popular home exercise bike that links riders up to live and recorded workout classes. Well, experts say that the high-tech bike poses a threat from hackers because it has a microphone, it has a camera, it has internet access. Peloton's security and compliance page warns that no matter how much effort we put into the system security, there can still be vulnerabilities present. They say they could actually attack the bike, install malware, and then reach out to other places in the White House. An alternative, though, would be to set up a special gym area with its own network just for the bike. That's not attached to anything else.
Wouldn't it be a trip? You're doing a class and all of a sudden you're like, "Wait, it looks like President Biden in my class." Oh, that is. That's kind of cool.
They do. That's happened sometimes where the instructors will call out. They'll do like shout outs and they'll be like, "I've been in rides where Calvin Harris was in them before."
Nuh-uh.
They're like, "Oh, my boy, Calvin Harris is here. Shout out Calvin Harris." And then like, I know Michelle Obama does it. I know Beyonce does it. And I've never been in any of those classes, but I've been in a Calvin Harris class before.
I think the Secret Service, they need to figure out how to make this work for President Biden. Because I look back at, I remember President Clinton would go on jogs and the Secret Service would jog along with him. And I think every so often he would duck into a coffee shop or get some fries or something. And the Secret Service have to run into that restaurant. And same thing, I was in D.C. when President Obama was in office. He would go on runs too. And the Secret Service, like, "Let's go. We're going for a run." And they just go out and do their thing.
Yeah. Maybe they could do their own little spin class and have them all together. There's something there for sure. Also trending this morning is Delta Airlines. The airline is set to permanently ban passengers who refuse to, quote unquote, display basic civility. That they haven't been banned up until this point? Like, it's been okay to do that? I'm confused. CEO Ed Bastian says, "Anyone who disrespects fellow customers or crew, and so far, the airline has added over 800 people to its no-fly list for refusing to wear mandatory face masks during travel." Bastian also wrote in a memo, "Please know that respect and civility to others on our planes, at our airports, at our workplaces, and in our society, even when we have differences of opinion, have always been a requirement for our people and our customers. Those who refuse to display basic civility to our people or their fellow travelers are not welcome on Delta. Their actions will not be tolerated, and they will not have the privilege of flying our airline again.
We've all seen videos of just some, you know, some lunatics on the planes just going nuts over stuff that makes no sense, and just, I think that's a great thing.
I'm glad they finally said it. I hope more airlines file suit on that one. And then finally this morning, Taco Bell is trending. Last week, the chain announced plans to bring back potatoes to their menus. We talked about that. Now they say they will unveil a new menu item that they claim will interrupt the chicken sandwich wars. They say there's a lot of players out there, but they say what they will do is interrupt that with what they are going to do on chicken. Not sure what that means. Maybe it's their naked chicken chips or their naked chicken chalupas that were out. Whatever it is, they say the item will be released within the next 24 months. And that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1330.
And now here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is 6 o'clock. It is Wednesday, January 20th. It is Inauguration Day. Some of you may be watching it right now. Right now, Donald Trump just made his final trip on Air Force One ahead of the Biden inauguration. President-elect Biden is attending a church service right now. Lots of coverage going on. We'll give you little bits and pieces periodically, but if you're looking for something maybe not related to that, we are people. We got you.
We are here for you.
This is the escape maybe that you need from all that.
Happy Inauguration Day and happy National DJ Day as well.
National DJ Day. I just don't put us in that category of DJs, though, even though people think we are. But in my mind, DJs are like Steve Aoki and Marshmello. Like, those are DJs.
Happy radio DJ day.
We're not those kind of DJs. There's no way I would. Although in my early career, I did have my little setup, and we'd go and play music, and you know, it was very, very fun. But yeah, it was on CD.
Growing up, was there a particular morning show that you listened to growing up, or someone that in Denver that you had to listen to every single morning?
Yeah, Frosty, Frank, and Jamie.
They were your show?
In Denver, Colorado. That was my show I grew up with, yeah.
I remember, who was the one, we're at a radio convention, he came up to you, right?
Frank. I freaked
out. Yeah, I remember.
I was just like, oh my God, I used to listen to you. And he's like, what? And he's still doing radio in LA. Jamie's still doing radio in Denver. She's got a new partner now, and oh, man. We tried to get her on the show before to come on so I could tell her how much she meant to me, but she's always too busy. Why? Who was it for you?
In Philly, it's funny because in Philly, there was a shock jock by the name of John DiBella, and he was huge in Philadelphia. WMMR was the station, and Howard Stern was in New York City, and my dad used to work in New York City, so my dad would listen to Howard Stern every morning and tell me about this great DJ named Howard Stern. So when Stern finally came to Philly, I'm like, I'm going to listen to this Stern guy. My dad said, the Stern guy is cool. So I was all in on Stern. All my buddies were John DiBella. Like, no, it was a radio war between John DiBella and Howard Stern in Philly. And then Howard Stern finally beat John DiBella in the ratings. He had a funeral for the guy. And then all my buddies switched over to Howard Stern, and Howard Stern just continued to dominate Philadelphia until he left terrestrial radio.
Wow, man, he had a lot of radio wars with a lot of people.
It's like every market he went into when he first started out, he would find who's the number one show, and he would just come after them
and
relentless.
He beat them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much respect there to that guy, and he's still going strong. It's insane.
Yeah, it really is.
Please stay here with us.
Yes. I mean, you gotta pay to listen to him. We're here for you for free. Radio.com app or on Mix 94.1. We're here for free.
Yeah, and we'll play your favorite music. Speaking of music, oh my gosh, I got so distracted last night. Maybe we'll talk about it later. I was just feeling nostalgic. Do you ever get in those moods where I was doing work? I was downstairs in the kitchen working by myself. Matt was upstairs. Brooklyn's in her room doing her homework. Sophie's in the office doing her homework. And I was just feeling so nostalgic, and it was so quiet down there. Well, the TV was on, so I turned off the TV, and I decided to start making a playlist right there at the table. And I called the playlist Nostalgia. And there were songs that just made me feel like, oh, like back in the day, like just speaking of Frosty, Frank, and Jamie, like I remember listening to them, and it's just, I don't know. And so I started picking songs that had nostalgia, and The first song I picked, I'll save it for later, but I started playing it really loud on our smart speaker, just blaring. And my daughter texts me. She's like, I love this song. I was like, thanks. I love it too. It's on my nostalgia playlist. Then like 3 seconds later, another text from my husband. He goes, oh my gosh, I love this song. I was like, thank you. It's my first song on my nostalgia playlist. So I just kept adding and trying to get feedback from them on my nostalgia.
They were your audience last night.
They only liked the first song. Ah! I heard nothing about any of the other songs that I started playing after that, but it was fun. I still got to add more songs to it, but I was like, I wouldn't say I was happy crying, but I was getting like choked up in a fond, happy way.
That's the amazing thing about music, just the power of the emotions that it has. You hear a song and just you can forget all the troubles that you have and be instantly taken back to that spot when you first fell in love with a song, or just takes you back to your childhood or teenage years or past lover. It really is powerful.
It is
powerful.
So powerful. Yeah, there was a song that we had the opportunity to play this morning, but it didn't win the pre-show. You pick them. I was like, oh, nostalgia, it's gonna happen. No, but you know,
it wasn't
what?
A Jan Arden, was it?
No, it was not. It's not that song. Sorry, Jan Arden. No go.
Darn it, Jan Arden's like, dang it. Okay, we do have some dirt coming up here. Matt Damon's latest movie role, it's costing him lots of money. I'll explain why right around 6:20. Olivia Rodrigo, the song is called Driver's License, and that is the number one song in the country. Mercedes, you debuted it for us last week. You introduced us to that song. It's an incredible song. Some really cool stats and facts about the song, and I'll give them to you coming up next hour, next hour's dirt.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Let's start with Matt Damon. Matt Damon and his family, they are in Australia while he films Thor, Love and Thunder, and they are being subject to strict quarantine rules because of, I guess, unreported COVID security breaches during other celebrity visits.
Oh, boy.
So they had to quarantine 2 weeks prior to flying on a private jet, get tested, fly their negative. They're now quarantining for another 2 weeks. And then they are paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for their own hospital-grade cleaning, private security. They have police monitoring, staff meals, regular medical checks. Australian officials are very happy with Matt Damon's decision by saying that there haven't been any COVID cases as a result. So taking high security when it comes to flying and traveling to Australia.
That's you can't be too careful. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but do you know a lot of people that have caught COVID?
Yes.
Yeah.
My eyes are open.
The way you said that was like, whoa.
Well, like I've known people, some friends that got it. But then we went to dinner with some other friends over the weekend. And my buddy was like telling me all these friends that I just haven't spoken to a while that had it.
Oh,
I was like,
boy.
Wow, I didn't realize they had it. And they were all on the very, very mild side. A couple friends were on the more serious side, hospitalized and everything else. But majority of them were on the mild symptoms. What about you?
Yeah, I do. My second question, though, was do you know anyone who has passed away from it?
Yes.
So do I. I found out someone yesterday that it just broke my heart. I was talking to my mom. It was a family friend. I wouldn't say like older. I'd say, I mean, I if I had to guess their age, I'd say, I don't know, older than, I don't know, 55 maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Good shape. Just was, you know, went out, they took a trip, they took a vacation, and then they put themselves in situations that probably exposed them to it, and now he passed away in his sleep. Just awful. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bring everyone down.
No, but this is what we're dealing with. Because for my situation, I felt kind of the same way too. A friend of mine, there's a post on Instagram with a bunch of pictures of her father. And I just read like the first line of the post and liked it and didn't really go into a deep read. I was just scrolling through. I thought it was a birthday post, the way she was kind of paying tribute to him. Mm-hmm. Like this amazing man and old school photos. I'm like, oh, I didn't say happy birthday. I'm like, cool. Must be your dad's birthday anniversary or something. And it wasn't until like a couple days later, I was talking to my buddy and he's like, yeah, so-and-so's father passed away. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
My heart just hurts
terrible.
For that.
Terrible.
All right, let's go from Matt Damon to his buddy Ben Affleck and his girlfriend Ana de Armas. They split up. You mentioned this yesterday in What's Trending. We're now hearing the reason for that split. They're saying it's because she's in her 30s, and she wanted to start a family. She wants kids. And Ben doesn't want any kids, and that's a deal breaker. He knows what he wants, no more kids. She wants kids, so They're saying they're just taking some time apart. Do they get back together? But I think if one person wants kids and the other one doesn't, you got to figure that out. I don't think they change someone's mind.
100%. I completely agree with that. I mean, if you, it's not one of those things where you're like, oh, don't worry, I'll change. What if you don't?
Yeah.
You know, don't waste your time.
It's not like dinner plans and trying to convince your spouse to go out for dinner. It's a lifelong commitment. Well, a lot of people want Deborah Messing to play Lucille Ball in the upcoming biopic about Lucy's relationship with Desi Arnaz. But it's not going to happen. Their daughter, Lucy Arnaz, says it's a done deal. Nicole Kidman, she has the part. No need to campaign. No social media runs by Deborah Messing's fans. It's done. She says, we're not doing a remake of I Love Lucy or any of the silly things. It's the story of Lucille Ball, my actual mother.
I don't know. I feel like it's all said and done. Let's just accept it, you know? No one's going to change their mind.
Yeah, I think Nicole Kidman will do a great job.
I do, too.
I do think Deborah Messing would have been great for the role as
well. She looks just like her. There's no doubt.
She does. Okay, old school movie here. Have your kids ever seen any of the Airplane movies?
No, I think I've only seen the first one.
They came out a long time ago. We were little kids when they came out. I remember renting some of them with my buddies and watching them and not really getting some of the jokes, but not getting all the jokes. Well, apparently there's a chance that Liam Neeson could star in a remake of The Naked Gun. And so Airplane movies were first, and then Naked Gun was after that, right?
Oh, yeah. Naked Gun, I remember. Airplane is like, that's way before us.
Because,
I mean, I didn't watch those.
So there's nothing in the works right now, but Family Guy creator Seth MacFarlane has asked if he's interested. And Liam says, quote, it could either finish my career or bring it in another direction. I honestly don't know. So Liam Neeson was starred in those movies. No, sorry.
Wait, what?
Liam Neeson might star in these new roles. Leslie Nielsen was in those movies. Very similar names.
Yes.
I didn't know that Leslie Nielsen was a serious actor for decades and decades, and still he started doing Airplane and then all the Naked Gun movies.
I didn't know that either. No, this is the first time hearing about that.
So we'll see what happens with Liam Neeson, see if he takes a major career change there. And then finally, last one here, Drake. It's official. He is the first artist to pass 50 billion streams on Spotify. And those numbers will probably go up a lot this month when his new album, Certified Lover Boy, comes out. So expect those streaming numbers just to skyrocket even more.
That's quite a name for an album. Man, you are hyping yourself
right
up. I love the confidence. I'm a certified lover boy.
Certified right here, baby. Next hour, we have more dirt, and we have a record-setting day on the charts. And it's Splitsville for a bachelorette couple. Details coming up next hour around 7:15.
Hold that thought. More of Mercedes in the Morning will be right back on Mix 94.1.
It's Capital Cities on Mix 94.1. It is 6:35, Mercedes in the Morning, and it is Inauguration Day. A lot of coverage going on. We'll get you the latest coming up in the Hot 3. I was talking about this earlier. Last night I got really, sidetracked when I do my work. That's my thing. My husband says you could be done with your work in an hour, but because you get distracted by so many other things, it takes you 3 hours. And he's not wrong. I was doing my work last night at the kitchen table, and for some reason I just felt like hearing a certain song, and I was like, you know what, I found it. I played it really loud on the smart speaker. I'm like, I'm gonna make this song, to me just screams nostalgia. And my question to you guys at 702-364-9400, if you made a 3-song playlist, that's it, because we could go on and on. But if you could pick 3 songs to put on a playlist called Nostalgia, what 3 songs would you put? So I start making this playlist last night, and I put way more than 3 songs. But I was thinking about it. Like, if I narrowed this down to just 3 songs that just took me back to really great times or brought back really great memories, what 3 songs would I put? And so this is the very first song was, oddly enough, a song that was one of the options for our pre-show. You pick them this morning. And the song is 4 in the Morning by Gwen Stefani. That, and I think the reason why I wanted to hear that song last night is because I was doing my work and I saw that that was going to be one of the options. I'm like, I love that song. I hope it gets picked tomorrow. Did not get picked this morning. That's okay, though, because I listened to it all last night.
You got your fill last night. It's a good song.
Oh,
it does take you back.
It just brings me back to, like, don't know, just really happy, kind of carefree time. My kids were young. Actually, I think I only had one kid.
The stresses of one child, not two. The pre-Brooklyn era.
Ah, I love, this is my absolute favorite Gwen Stefani song. No question. So that was the first one that went on it. That was the one that my husband and daughter were texting. Like, I love this song. I was like, I know, right? So that's song number one. I sent you the other two songs.
Oh,
I don't know
did?
If you got the email.
I didn't know you sent it to me.
Just so you had it. So Four in the Morning is my first song. What are your three songs? 702-364-9400. If you were to put together a playlist called Nostalgia, what three songs would you put on there? My second one is by Coldplay, and it's a sad song, but it makes me happy cry, and it's Fix You by Coldplay. Especially like at the end of the song where it just gets really, it picks up, and I just love the message. And Chris Martin wrote this for Gwyneth Paltrow when her father died. It's just, I love this song.
Well, we can fast forward to the end here. Hold on.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Gonna make me happy cry this morning. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I love that song. And then the third song just reminds me of being so carefree with my friends, hanging out. Yes, Only You
this
by 112.
Okay.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We didn't have a care in the world. We just had so much fun listening to this. These are my three songs on my nostalgia playlist. Four in the Morning, Fix You, and Only You by 112. What are yours? 702-364-9400. What would you put? Only three songs.
Ooh, wow. Okay, so I'm going to go back. I was just thinking about my time in Washington, D.C., because I arrived on Inauguration Day 2001. So I was thinking back early 2000 songs. This song from NSYNC. Remember this one? Oh, let me switch it over a second with this one.
Dirty Pop.
Yo.
Yes.
I'm immediately flashed back to 2001 when I hear this song.
What's the deal with this? Such an underrated NSYNC song.
It really is. The thing you got to realize. All right, so that one takes me back. And then I'll go just a couple years back prior to that, more 90s stuff. This song here. I know it's all for me. Hear this, it takes me back to living here in Las Vegas and just starting to work at the radio station. And we take a lot of trips to California to see some friends out there and just kind of hanging out in Newport Beach.
This is a great one, too. It was just easy. No big responsibility.
Zero.
So fun.
I got enough money in the bank to buy some beer. Life is good.
Yeah.
And then I'm going
to
go.
I've got $15 to last me till next week. I'll be good. I'll be
seriously,
good.
Seriously. Like my buddy's like, I got 50 bucks for my birthday. I'm like, we got 50 bucks to go out this weekend. Mm-hmm. Third one, anytime I hear this, it takes me back to my childhood. I hear this song, go back to being a kid, and we didn't have MTV, but my grandparents did, and so going to my grandmother's house and watching MTV, and my uncles lived with my grandparents at the time, and just, I don't know, just carefree childhood, didn't realize how great things were back then.
We're getting some great texts here. Oh my gosh, I want to play every single one of these songs. Well, Julie says, good morning, funny, I was having a nostalgic music evening too and even did the happy crying watching the Bee Gees documentary on HBO Max. It was a good one. Have a great day. This one, here's two. I don't know if they didn't send the third, but oh yeah, here's three. Okay, Changes by Tupac.
Oh.
Whoever sent this, send me your name because this deserves some recognition on this playlist. Okay, nostalgia playlist. You got this song, which is so good. Then, how about some Ace of Base?
Any Ace of Base?
I Saw the Sign.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Hi, 1993.
That song is on there. Gotta love a little Ace of Base. I loved Ace of Base growing up. I thought they were so cool. What happened to them?
The A's went away, huh?
Yes.
This is my wife's favorite group.
It was so good. And then I Need a Girl by Diddy. Remember that song?
Yeah,
I need a girl.
This one.
Yeah. That's Zach. Zach, excellent. Excellent playlist. Love that one. Whoever sent this one in, Boys of Summer, Don Headley, Borderline Madonna, and Sweet Child of Mine, Guns N' Roses.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one. This one says Piano Man. I'm by 303. 3? Oh, I thought that was the Billy Joel one. Okay.
We got Billy Joel's, I think.
I'm Not the One by Tim McGraw and Nelly Over and Over Again. That's a good playlist, too. You guys are so good. Yeah, I don't know if that's the one, but hey, it works.
Oh, great stuff.
I'm having a nostalgia moment. I really feel like we should do a nostalgia category for Oh Wow Wheel this week. I mean, I guess on Fridays when we do the rewind, that's kind of nostalgia.
Yeah.
But some of these deeper cuts,
deep cut feel good songs on Friday morning.
I love them.
We got the Hot 3 coming up next. What do you got?
All right. So it's Inauguration Day, and President Trump has departed for Florida. We've got you the latest on that. Also, would you rather get a raise or extra time off? We're going to talk about the results of a new survey. And a woman gets her revenge on her cheating boyfriend. Some people say her revenge went way too far. What do you think? We'll talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. And we love that you listen to the show. And you can take Mix 94.1 with you anywhere you go. Just download the radio.com app.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, so today is Inauguration Day, and President Trump, he has departed for Florida. He went to Joint Base Andrews for a final trip aboard Air Force One this morning. A group of invited supporters gathered for a brief departure ceremony at the military base in Maryland. He spoke to the crowd, thanked his family and staff. As expected, there was a 21-gun salute as a band played Hail to the Chief. President and First Lady Melania Trump will not attend the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden at the Capitol breaking a long-standing tradition. Instead, they are headed to Mar-a-Lago in Florida. At 9 a.m. our time, the president will add former to the title, although Trump did note that as he left, he said, "We will be back in some form." It's worth noting that the president did wish the new administration great luck and success, but did not mention Biden by name.
Yeah, lots happening today. There's an excitement in the air. There in D.C. It's interesting to watch the coverage out there, all the energy that's happening over there.
Yeah, definitely. It's like right, like I said, 9 o'clock our time is when things turn over, and coming up in the daily or in the Hot 3 in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about the handing of the nuclear football, how that works. And it's really interesting, especially because the two are not seeing each other face to face. They had to change things.
So you need an interim. You need someone to step in between.
Well,
or just leave it in office.
We're going to talk about it.
Right,
it's very interesting. Also,
there's so many. I mean, despite which side you fall on of the aisle, to me, there's just so many. I don't know. It's just honor and prestige, and so many things that go into today that I find it just so interesting and so exciting. Like this, they're just talking about the changing of the nuclear codes, and now they're going to do it without the typical handoff. How are they going to do it? I can't wait to hear the story.
Yeah, there's just such tradition,
yeah,
and such pomp and circumstance, and a lot of those traditions are being broken today, and so it's going to be interesting to see how they work it out.
No balls.
No, nope. And just with the pandemic thrown in there, too,
mm-hmm.
It's changing so much. A lot of people don't know how this turnover is going to go. And there's also a lot of people on high alert today,
mm-hmm.
because of things and threats and so on. So I don't know. This is an historic day, no matter what
really
side
is.
That you fall on. So it's very interesting. We're going to keep you posted with everything that's going on.
I'm excited about this nuclear codes. I can't wait to hear this
story.
Yeah,
it's going to be good. 8 o'clock hour.
All right,
what's up?
Right.
We're going to talk about that. Also this morning, how much money would you be willing to give up to get just one day off a month? A new survey found over half of us would rather get an extra day off each month to deal with bills and other life tasks then get a 10% raise. It's roughly 5% fewer workdays a year if you work 5 days a week. But here are the little life administration tasks that we hate the most. And this is why we want that day off. Responding to messages and emails. 31% of us say it's so overwhelming. Making phone calls, reaching out to customer service, updating your calendar or your planner, and organizing your files in your real life or on your computer. The survey also found that 2/3 of us regularly feel overwhelmed by those types of things. 57% admitted that they sometimes procrastinate with stuff that would only take a few minutes. And half of us feel like we're not true adults most of the time.
Yeah, in my mind, I'm still 18. I really am.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, someone call an adult? And you're like, shoot, I am the adult. What do I do? I don't know what to do.
Like, wow, help. Why are you all looking at me?
I know, it's crazy. All right, finally this morning, there's a saying that goes, 10 kids are making art project. One is using glitter. How many projects have glitter? And the answer is 10, because it's everywhere. Well, this woman just used that power of glitter to get revenge on her cheating boyfriend. Her name is Holly, and she posted a video on TikTok showing how she got back at her boyfriend, Alex. And she did it by pouring massive amounts of glitter all over his apartment. And the whole video is set to the song Before He Cheats by Carrie Underwood. If you've ever dealt with glitter, you know he will never be able to clean it all up, ever. It's not happening. It's probably just time to move, honestly. She posted a few more videos showing their text messages after the glitter incident. At first, he's mad about the glitter, but eventually he starts apologizing for cheating on her and admits that he deserved the glitter.
We have a relative that sends us a glittery Christmas card every year. And as soon as we open it, glitter goes everywhere, and you find that for months afterwards.
Oh, yeah. It ends up, like, on my face. But my kids will be like, your face has glitter on it. Like, oh, it was something I opened or whatever. Glitter is the worst.
And why some strippers do, I remember back in the day, would use it. And the glitter would transfer from them onto you. And you're like, ah.
That was a telltale way of telling your girlfriend or your wife where you were at.
It's a Christmas card.
You just didn't know that.
It's a little stripper dust they sprinkle on you. Like, oh, no, I've been marked. Coming up next hour, we do have some dirt. We've got a record-setting day on the charts. Details coming up next hour.
I'm laughing at this text that just came over on our Finley Volkswagen and Henderson studio line. You can text us at any time, 702-364-9400. We were just talking about glitter and how it gets everywhere, and someone texted us and said, glitter is the herpes of the craft world.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Glitter is. You just stay away from the glitter. It's awful.
You think it's gone away till all of a sudden it just pops back up and
I can't stop laughing at that. It's so funny.
Awesome. Funny.
It's 7 o'clock, Mercedes in the morning. And I was looking at some of our emails, and we were actually offered the opportunity to work from home today. Because of the inauguration and everything that's going on, we obviously opted to be here and be in studio. But, you know, working from home, it does have its perks, right?
It has its upsides and it has its downsides. My wife actually had an upside of working from home. My wife, she is Zooming all the time. She has Zoom meetings, presentations. She is nonstop. Yesterday, I got home. And when I got home, I heard she was on some big Zoom call. It sounded like she was talking to a bunch of people. And not even less than 5 minutes later, she comes just kind of like walking into the kitchen with this confused look on her face. And like, everything okay? She's like, bailed out of my Zoom meeting. Like, what happened? Did everything crash? She's, no, I made it look like it crashed. What are you talking about? I guess halfway through this meeting, she was leading the meeting and she just lost her train of thought. She even said it was almost like a mini panic attack because she lost her train of thought, forgot where they were going next, just forgot a bunch of stuff. And instead of saying to the group, guys, I forgot what's going on and everything, she just took her mouse and clicked out of the Zoom. And the Zoom, everything just shut down. And she got text messages from coworkers like, everything cool. And she wrote back, something's wrong with the Wi-Fi. I don't know what's going on. Zoom just crashed. And that's how she bailed out of this meeting.
That's brilliant. That way, it's not you. It's my Wi-Fi. What can I do? I'm so sorry. Goodbye.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Let's reschedule maybe later in the week. Yeah, that works for us. Okay, cool. I'm not going to go grab some lunch right now because I just wasn't vibing yesterday.
Well, if you are working from home right now, or maybe you did at some point, we both worked from home at for a good, 2 months?
Yeah,
it was a long time. We're doing the show from our houses. What's the biggest upside in working from home? 702-364-9400. I mean, I think the obvious for me is just yoga pants. I wore workout clothes every single day. And granted, I could honestly wear what I wore at home to work here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason why I couldn't come in joggers or yoga pants, but for some dumb reason, I choose to get dressed up and put on makeup every day.
Well, before, too, when there's people here in the building, we'd have meetings afterwards, and you see coworkers, so you want to look professional. But right now, it's just me and you. We see each other. Nudia is here, a couple of our sister stations. But outside of that, there is no one in this building.
No, not at all. So why do I put in the effort. Why do you put in the effort? I don't know. Force of habit, I guess. I just feel like if I'm leaving, I should probably make the effort to get dressed up. But it was nice. Just makeup free. Unless we had a Zoom call or something, I'd throw something on. Always wearing yoga pants. Sometimes would change my shirt, just depending on who we were talking to. If not, I'd wear my workout stuff. Didn't care. So I'd say that was one of the biggest upsides of working from home.
I like the break room that I had. It was nice to just walk downstairs because I set up our studio in our guest bedroom. So it was nice to just walk downstairs into the kitchen during a couple of songs and grab some breakfast. And just, it was a very nice break room. I mean, we got a nice break room with a couple of vending machines and stuff, but that was nice having your kitchen.
You
just
know,
tackle whatever you want.
It was nice just to walk out there. It's like, I think I will have an extra cup of coffee today. I will say though, I go to the break room now, because I have to fill up our Keurig, and I was looking the other day, it appears as though the vending machine people just recently came and restocked. I never get anything out of the vending machine. There's some good stuff in that vending machine. I had no idea. There's like Takis. There's Red Vines. I mean, it wasn't just like Lay's potato chips and Doritos. It was high quality vending machine material.
Have you looked at the drinks they got in there? We've got Starbucks coffee in there.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Iced coffee, of course. It's not yet. It's
Are you serious?
Yeah, Starbucks iced coffee. We've got Red Bull, sugar-free, regular. And I think we might have Monster as well. But I know we have Starbucks iced coffee, iced lattes, I think they are.
What's happening? Why am I just figuring this
out?
Those
have been there for years.
I'm like making my own like crappy Keurig cup. And there's Starbucks iced coffee.
You haven't seen the barista that's back there?
Oh my gosh.
Her name is Sally. She's so sweet.
I should go back there more often. Apparently, I am missing out. What a disaster.
Just don't open that fridge back there. Because I think there's still food in there from the lockdown starting in March of 2020.
Yuck. Andy says, I haven't worn real pants since March. Sniggs says, no commute. Saves time and gas money. That is nice. Yeah, just I would wake up a half hour before the show because I had everything done. I'm just like, okay, let's go. That was very easy. That's a good point. Well, I didn't think of that.
Thanks for still listening to us, even though you don't have a commute. We appreciate that.
Yes, on your smart speaker, too. If you just tell it, or radio.com app, tell it, listen to Mix 94.1, and boom, there we are.
We have the dirt coming up here in just about 10 minutes, and we've got a record-setting day on the charts, and it's Splitsville for a bachelorette couple. Details are on the way. Sam Smith Diamonds on this inauguration day. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and it's also game day, our Vegas Golden Knights. They've got a game tonight, 7 o'clock, Arizona Coyotes, T-Mobile Arena.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
See if they can start the season 4-0. It'd be huge. Let's start talking about the Bachelorette here. Claire Crawley was the star of the 16th season of the Bachelorette, which finished airing just last month. And Claire, she shocked viewers by leaving after just a few episodes, claiming she already found the one in Dale Moss. It was on the third episode, she said goodbye to the other 17 candidates. She and Dale, they actually got engaged. Then she was replaced with a second bachelorette, Tashia Adams. Well, Claire and Dale, they're already done. They split last weekend, and on social media, Dale said, quote, "This is the healthiest decision for both of us at this time."
Wow. So many breakups. I also saw last week, remember Love Island? Doesn't
yes.
that seem like 3 years ago
it
that
does.
We watched that?
Here at with the Cromwells?
Yes,
was? Yeah.
I was obsessed with the show Love Island. Well, for all of my fellow obsessees of that show, I regret to inform you that Sally and Johnny broke up and Caleb and Justine broke up. Devastated. I thought that was the real deal, man. I thought that was forever.
Claire might want to go on this Love Island show because trying to find love on TV is her thing, but she's failed on all these spots. So The Bachelor didn't work. She was on two separate seasons of Bachelor in Paradise, didn't find love. And she was also in Bachelor Winter Games. What were the Bachelor?
Oh, was that like Hunger Games?
I guess. Were they in winter sports or
You're
doing skiing?
You're in District 4.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm thinking it's time to just try real life. Maybe wait till the pandemic's over.
That might work. A couple of quickies here. We're getting a Willy Wonka prequel. It's coming out in 2023. And then Saved by the Bell, the revival. I know you're a huge fan when it was on first go around. Have you watched it?
I have not. No. Have you?
No. But it's been renewed for a second season, so it's coming back for a second season.
Oh, good. Well, then when that second season comes out, I'll binge the first two.
Yeah, you got a lot to watch. Let's talk about the number one song in the country. Mercedes debuted it for us last week. It's this one right here. I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one. Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo debuted at number one.
So many records.
Name a record. It has broken that record. We can't even list how many records the song has broke. But this is interesting, though. This is only the second time a song with the word drive in it has hit number one. The first time this happened was back in 1989. The band was Fine Young Cannibals. Do you remember the song?
She drives me crazy.
She drives me crazy.
There are only four other songs with drive in their title that have cracked the top 10 ever in the history of the Billboard charts. This one, Cars, Drive, Incubus, Drive.
Drive, Driver's License.
Do you remember the song by Train?
Meet Virginia?
No, Drive in the title.
Drive. I don't know the name of this. I know the song. Drive by. Yes.
And last one, your girl, Britney Spears.
Drive me crazy.
I just can't see. I'm so excited.
JC, yes. name a song by Train that has drive in it. Me, Virginia. I don't know what's going on with me this morning.
Man, driving to Virginia? I don't know. Hey,
Virginia. It's got to be that one, right?
You don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but what's
no.
the... Okay. Nudia. I don't trust her answer.
What's the question?
The question is, remember, it's a family show, but what's the craziest place you've had relations?
Valley of Fire.
Oh, wow. True to its name.
You're the wilderness, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, on a hike or something, you get the urge.
For me, I'd say the end of the bed.
We have celebrities. Celebrities here. This is from JustJared.com, the website. They put together a list of the craziest places that celebrities have had relations. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend on an airplane.
Hmm.
Jennifer Lopez on a balcony outside versus a balcony inside.
That seems easy. That seems very easy.
Okay. Kim Kardashian, a public movie theater.
Not so easy. Unless you rent out the theater, then you're probably fine.
Charlie Sheen in Eiffel Tower or the Eiffel Tower?
Oh, I read that. The elevator. At the Eiffel Tower.
Yes, it's romantic.
It's romantic, but I've heard, and I've never been to the Eiffel Tower, but I've heard those elevators are very small. And did the other people mind that were in there?
Yeah, excuse me.
Hey, don't mind us.
Gerard Butler on the side of a volcano.
Seems very dangerous.
That's pretty cool.
Zac Efron at the prom.
Ew.
Hopefully he was not like current day Zac Efron. Because that'd be really, you can get arrested for that, Zach. Come on. And then Chelsea Handler outside a cemetery at a funeral.
Oh, double you.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there you go.
I'm not going to ask with who.
Oh, hopefully, no, it was not. She didn't miss the person that much.
Okay. Thanks for elaborating on that.
Speaking of charts, this song is still in the top 10, The Weeknd, Blinding Lights, and it continues to break records. And of course, I'm sure he'll be singing this at the Super Bowl coming up in just a few weeks. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Lord on Mix 94.1. It is 7:29, Mercedes in the morning, and I'm dealing with plant gate at my house. Who knew a plant would create such a buzz at my house? Do you have real plants or do you have fake plants at your house?
My wife got into fake plants about 6 months ago. So we do have a bunch of fake plants. And then the real plants we have a couple succulents that we've had for about a year that are still holding strong. But majority of the plants are fake in our house.
I have like one fake plant and then I have like a couple of fake trees, if you will. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like there's like a fake fig tree I have in my living room, and then I have another one in my dining room. And I really wanted to get another fake plant to put in my bedroom, because I just got this mirror I was talking about, this full-length mirror, and the way I have it set up, it would look really nice with a plant next to it. So I went on Amazon, I ordered this plant. I get this plant yesterday. I get a text from my husband as I'm leaving the radio station, and he's like, "Your plant came." I'm like, "Oh, cool." He goes, "It's real." And so I call him, I'm like, "What?" He goes, "The plant is not fake. It's a real plant." I'm like, "Are you kidding me?" So I'm going back through my Amazon order. I'm like, "I could have sworn I ordered a fake plant." Well, the plant looks so good. It was a real plant.
You can order real plants through Amazon?
Yeah. I had no idea.
I wouldn't know that either.
So I got this real plant yesterday. I get home. My husband's like, find someone to give it to. We are not taking care of a real plant. You're going to kill it. I'll be honest. My track record with real plants has not been good at all. I pretty much kill them. Even succulents, you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Succulents. You suck the life out of them?
Oh, they hate me. They're just like, no. Please. I mean, it's awful. So we got into this huge like debate on whether or not to keep this plant yesterday. And are you team fake plant or are you team real plant? 702-364-9400. I really want to keep it. And my husband's like, his whole thing is, okay, one, he's worried about our new floors. He's worried about water spilling out on them, damaging the floors, which I get. That would be on the first floor. I said, we'll put it in our bedroom where there's carpet. Duh, it'll be fine. And he's like, I don't want a real plant. He's just so anti-real plant. It's ridiculous. So he's telling me that I need to give away this plant to someone as a gift. And we like really got into it last night over this.
There's effort that goes into keeping a real plant. We had one for 10 years, and I realized it was the sweet spot is where it was. It was in the kitchen on this island, kind of in the center of the island, and it just must have been the way the sun hit the house, hit the plant perfectly when it needed sunlight. It was just the perfect spot. I moved that plant. It was a gift to us when my wife's grandmother passed away. Someone gave us a plant, and we had it for 10 years, and we always thought about my wife's grandmother when we saw this plant. Bozo here decides to move the plant. Beginning of the pandemic, didn't make it.
It didn't. It died. You killed it.
Plant is dead.
That's what I'm worried about.
And so now, since then, we realize there's just one sweet spot in the house where you can, because the succulents that we have, they started off beautiful succulents. I mean, they are dying. They're slowly fading away.
Why is this? This is not funny. Why am I laughing? The poor things. Why can you not find a way to keep them alive?
I think sometimes I might be overwatering them. That spot of the house where my wife has them, they're not getting the right proper sunlight. So the succulents are slowly dying. We're going all fake plants. We're going to make the transition from real to all fake. And it's so funny because we just got a mirror for our guest bedroom. This big mirror leans up against the wall. It looks gorgeous. And we're sitting in this room just two nights ago. And my wife goes, I got to get a plant for that corner next to the mirror. So she's going to order another fake plant to put next to the mirror that we have in this guest bedroom.
Well, I found some great fake plants if she needs any
help.
But I also found a real one that I thought was a fake one that I was all in on. And yeah, it's so funny. So I was doing everything I could yesterday to get him on Team Real Plant. And I was posting about it. I was showing him all the response as people were going crazy, like, you got to keep this plant. You can keep it alive. You can do this. Just give it sun. Apparently, the type of plant I got, I only have to water like one time a week. It's not that bad.
But you'll forget at some point.
Well, what I'm worried about, this is where I kill plants. I overwater them and then their roots rot.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how to prevent that exactly. I just want to give them so much love. It's like overfeeding a child. Where you're just like, I love you. Here's how I show my love. Eat, eat, eat. And I just keep watering and watering. And so that is something I need to work on. But I don't know if there's any tips or tricks on something like that. If anyone has them, at 702-364-9400. Dell says, Team Real Plant. I don't like fake plants because then you have to dust them often. That's true. The fake plants in my house, you do have to dust them. They are dust collectors.
But they last forever, though. You don't have to worry about them dying. And then your plant, you're overwatering it. Next thing you know, you have dead leaves falling, and you got to sit there and prune the plant. So you're dusting versus pruning. I think I'd rather have to dust the plant. then cut off the dead leaves.
We even named the plant. We named the plant. I named the plant Anita. Her name is Anita. And she really is excited about staying. But
as in, I need a new home?
Well, I didn't know what to name it. And my mom called me because she followed the plant saga on my Instagram. I posted about it on my stories. And she called me. She's like, I saw the plant. Name it Anita. And I was like, okay. Her name is now Anita, per my mom. Here's the plant hater, Matt. Hi.
Hey there, good morning.
Have you changed your mind on Anita? And how is she doing this morning?
I don't know. I didn't bother to talk to her or look at her or anything like that. It should be a $50 learning experience, is what it should be.
But what do we do with her? Just give her away because you don't like her?
Yes, we need to find a proper home for her, and we should have named her Cheech.
Cheech?
Yeah, Cheech and Chong. What kind of succulents are growing over there, JC?
What?
What? I think he's trying to be funny. It's totally going over us. we're Cheech, and then your succulents are Chong, and then together we're Cheech and Chong. Okay.
Gotcha.
All right. Well, say hi to Anita for me. Thank you.
Well, that's the thing, though, too. You can talk to Anita. I think you keep Anita and don't get any other real plants, but keep Anita to see how long you can keep her alive. And this could be an experiment to see if she survives in your house. She could bring you great joy.
I am already talking to her. I sing to her. I kissed her last night. Kathy has some tips. Hey, Kathy, good morning.
Good morning. I'm a Canadian, so I like green plants. And I have 8 in my house, and I water them once a week. And I count when I'm watering for the big ones, the little ones, and then I give them plant food. And sometimes I don't water them once a week. If I go away or something, it'll be every week and a half to 2 weeks, and they all survive. So if you just water them and not too much water, they'll survive, and it doesn't matter if you have them in direct sunlight or not.
See, that's my problem is I don't know what's too much water and what's not too much water. I need a lesson on that, Mr. Plant. This text says, Team Real Plant. I don't like fake plants. Oh, at all. This one says, Team No Plant. I am not a murderer. this says, tell Matt that the plant will feel his negative vibes and not like it. LOL. I know. I have to put the plant somewhere where he does not have
positive energy,
contact
positive
with Anita.
Sunlight and energy. It's all it needs.
I don't know where the hate for real plants came from. I had no idea. That's what this green earth is good for. And the oxygen that they give out.
What a cool learning lesson, though, that you can order real plants on Amazon. You really can't get everything on Amazon.
Maybe your plants can come over and play with my plant.
Play dates?
Yeah, maybe Anita can meet the succulents. I picture the succulents like its own like girl group.
Hey,
it's
we're the succulents!
Hey!
We got the Hot 3 coming up next. What do you got for us?
All right, we are going to talk about Hey Reb. Going, gone for Hey Reb. Details on that. Also, what are the best and the worst states to drive in? And why this item in your home is a sure sign that it is dated. Real estate agents say, get rid of it. We'll tell you what it is coming up next in the Hot 3.
Some Justin Bieber. The song is Holy. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right. Some sad news. The Hey Reb mascot not returning to UNLV. University President Keith Whitfield made the announcement in a letter to the UNLV community on Tuesday. He wrote, for all intents and purposes, the Hey Reb mascot has been retired since last spring, and there are no plans to bring it back. We also have no plans to create a new mascot. Now, back in June, the Hey Reb statue was removed from campus, and UNLV's previous president said that the statue was taken down after mutual conversations and after speaking with donors.
Well, a couple of things there. First off, kind of bummed about the whole thing. He is a mountain man, a mountaineer, but I do understand the confusion when you see him and taking it back to the Confederate soldier days. We don't want any of that, so completely understand what they're doing. What just bummed me out, though, is what he said. They have no plans to get a new mascot. We need a mascot.
They're keeping Rebels as the name, but yeah, there's no mascot there associated. Is there a way that we could bring back? I mean, how about we tie it into Star Wars, guys? The Rebellion? How about we get some lightsaber-wielding dude or or dudette, and just they go out there and they're think about it. Has anyone used a Star Wars mascot? No. With a lightsaber, they'd be unstoppable.
The thing, though, which stops a lot of people is the licensing deals. So we'd have to change it. So instead of Star Wars, Star Man or Star something.
It's our Star Woman.
Listen, we've been to plenty of like petapaloozas and events for the radio station where we didn't have the licensing from Marvel and DC. So we had Spider Dude.
No, it's like when you go on Superfella. The strip and they have the characters. And it's like, is it Cookie Monster or is it blue guy that likes to eat cookies with one of his eyes way down here? There's something a little off about it. Like, you get the gist, but it's not quite there.
There's a Mickey Mouse down there, but spelled differently. Yeah, so that's what we need to work on.
Then you see Mickey to go behind the corner to pee.
That is, you ever see the mascots down there when they're off hours?
That's crazy. Also, this morning, we got a new list here, and it's ranked all 50 states from the best places to drive to the worst. Now, think about this. Do you think of all the states, Nevada is one of the best places to drive or one of the worst? It's not a 50-way tie for last place. I'll tell you that right now. The rankings are based on different factors, including gas and insurance prices, traffic, weather, road quality, commute times, accident rates, car washes, parking lots, all sorts of things. So the best states for driving are Texas, Indiana, North Carolina, Iowa, and Tennessee. Have you ever driven in any of those states?
Which ones again?
Texas?
Yes.
Me too. Indiana? No. North Carolina?
Yes.
No. Iowa? No. And Tennessee? Yes.
I drove across the country, so I think I did Indianapolis. I think I did Indiana.
Okay.
It's fine. I was just driving through, so no issues. Just driving through.
Anything great about those? Nothing really stood out. I do know my Texas drive was very boring. Not much to look at in Texas.
Are we talking about safety or just like the stuff you get to see? Because Nevada is an awesome state to drive in. From top to bottom, you go up north and driving from Reno to Lake Tahoe is just breathtaking. Or here, just get in the car and drive. Take a road trip to Caliente or Alamo. I love the drive to heading out to Caliente. It's gorgeous.
Well, it's not just like who has nice drives. It's all those 31 factors that I had mentioned, like gas and insurance prices, traffic and weather and all those things. So, but I agree. Like, all things considered, driving in Vegas is not bad when it comes to commute times. Once in a while, you'll get stuck in one. But let's compare it to a place like L.A. or something. As far as driving here and other drivers, sometimes that can be a little...
A little melting pot of a city, so drivers coming from all across the country, different driving styles.
I feel like people are very angry on the roads, especially lately. Could be me. Could be my driving. Who knows?
No, we've talked about that. I've noticed that there is... I don't know if it's displaced anger, but there's a lot of frustration out there on the streets.
Well, the best or the worst places for driving, according to this list, is Hawaii. That's number one. California is number two. Washington, Maryland, and Delaware. Those are your worst. Where do we rank? Nevada is 36th on the list. So that means we are closer to the worst side than we are to the best side.
DC traffic was awful. I was there for 5 years. It was horrific. It was just traffic all the time. Hours to get places. And then you throw in a presidential motorcade that you weren't aware of. All of a sudden, you just stop for no reason. Like, why? Oh, the president is coming by. Cool. But it was just, it was chaos. It truly was chaos getting around that
town. Can you imagine what it's like driving there today?
Oh, my gosh.
There's just no chance.
I was looking at President Biden's his caravan of vehicles. Man, that's a lot of cars he's got going on there.
It is. And it would appear that they're just awaiting the ceremony. It looks like some of the former presidents are there. I see former President Barack Obama, George W. Bush. I just saw Bill Clinton
arrive. Back there.
Yeah. Everyone's kind of arriving and getting ready for the festivities. It's always fun for me to see, like, when they open the doors and when people arrive, like, who's arriving.
Like, it's like wrestling.
The Supreme Court is arriving right now.
It's the Royal Rumble. You don't know who's going to come out next. Who is it?
Yes.
The Supreme Court justices. Here they come. Strutting out. They need theme music is what they need when they come walking out.
Do they have theme music?
They should have something playing.
Oh, we can't hear. They're just doing, like, they're talking about it. So, yeah, there's a lot going on this morning, that's for sure. All right, finally this morning, want to sell your home faster? Ditch the medicine cabinet in the bathroom. Almost no house, apparently, currently on the market is selling with medicine cabinets. Are you kidding me? And people are buying houses left and right in this city. They say people are pulling them out and not replacing medicine cabinets. Instead, they are opting to put up mirrors instead. Realtors point out that a medicine cabinet really dates your home, and it makes potential buyers think your home is too old-fashioned for them.
Where do you put your medicine and accoutrements that you use in the morning? Your toothpaste, your hair product, your deodorant? You put in the drawers underneath the sink?
I would say, yeah, cabinets.
Ah, don't like it.
We have medicine cabinets in our bedroom, but it's not our mirror. It's not like the old school, you look into the mirror and then open the medicine cabinet. It's off to the side. We actually have mirrors that we look in, and then on the side, there's a medicine cabinet. But now I'm second guessing things. What? Why is that? Is that dated?
I don't know. I would think twice if a house. If I walked into a bathroom and said, "Oh, there's no medicine cabinet," I'm like, "Why don't I have a medicine cabinet? I need to keep my medicine somewhere."
What's the most dated thing in your house? Your speaker system?
Yeah, I've talked about it. I've got my house. This is fancy, you guys. It is a speaker system that is connected through the entire house, so I can talk to my wife upstairs. Dinner is ready. And she can, okay, I'll be down in just a couple of minutes. Thank you. Before the whole ring.com thing or the ring thing, someone rings my doorbell. Who's there?
So funny. I love those things. There is like a nostalgic factor to them, though.
It's, my wife wants to take it out because she wants to hang a picture, but like the main speaker box is downstairs in the kitchen, and it's like Command Central. The thing is huge. You can play CDs on it. You can play the radio on it. It's an alarm clock. It does so many things.
Man, it's so fancy. You know that'll be back in style at some point.
That's right. Be a selling point when I sell that house. It's Mix 94.1.
It's Harry Styles on Mix 94.1. It is 8:02 on Wednesday, Inauguration Day. We've got some details coming up this hour on the Hot 3 on that whole passing of the torch. And how is that nuclear football going to get handed off? Has it been handed off yet? Details coming up in just a few minutes.
I think they should do that. You and I were talking how they come out of the doors there. Who's going to walk out next? I really do think they should have theme music.
It is former President George W. Bush ready to make his debut. And now we have Vice President Pence and his wife Karen Pence making their way down the inauguration steps. He's receiving a light round of applause for appearing. And he is looking for his seat at this moment. Oh, looking here, it's the Biden children. Welcome, Biden children, with their beautiful coats. I gotta say, coats are the theme. So many beautiful coats right now at the inauguration. All the Biden girls came out in these beautiful long pea coats with matching masks. I died. I was like, I need a nice coat like that.
I don't
have a nice coat.
Well, what about the presidential coat? I want one of those black presidential coats.
Just one of those long trench coats?
Yeah, but my dad has one of those. Long, I think every guy, when you hit a certain age, you get that long black trench coat. It goes for all occasions.
I feel bad for the Supreme Court justices. They get no coats. They're not wearing their coats. They have to wear their robes. Aren't they cold? Looks chilly out there. How do you wear a robe and a coat at the same time?
Maybe it's a special robe that they have for these kind of occasions. No, it's going to be cold outside.
It's a flannel robe?
Yeah, the inside. Unzip that. Who's that back there? Unzip that coat.
Remember when we were all wearing those ponchos back, you know, a few years ago? They got these really warm ponchos that they're wearing or something like that.
Let's just do play-by-play on this.
Oh, man.
All day
okay.
long. It'll be so much fun.
George W. Bush is looking around, kind of lost.
Which channel are you on? We're in the same. I'm on channel 8.
I'm on channel 4. Or, no, channel 3. Okay. What are the channels here? I'm on NBC.
Let me get down to NBC then to get matched with you.
Okay. Don't know who that guy is, but he's a silver fox, that's for sure.
No, those are the Biden girls?
Those are the Biden girls. Look at them in their matching coats and masks.
How? They're not his daughters, are they? Granddaughters.
Oh, I think those are granddaughters. Okay. Yeah.
Very pretty.
We've got Michelle Obama and her beautiful magenta coat.
Who is President Obama talking to right now?
I'm not sure, but she's got some words for him. Again, back to George W. Bush. He's just looking off in the distance.
He's like,
what's going on? Where am I?
And then some kids. Is that a fur coat I see on some little girl? There's got to be a faux fur coat.
That better be a faux fur coat.
Who is that?
Her sister is wearing a faux fur coat also. Coats are on display today. There's Hunter Biden.
Mercedes, let me ask you this. So many of the people there on stage were allowed to invite one person as their guest. Who would you bring as your guest?
Oh, man. As much as I would like to say you, I'd have to bring my husband. I'm sure you would also bring your wife.
Yeah, I'm already
right?
there. I got to bring a guest, too.
Look at that baby's rattle. It's a Tiffany baby rattle. Oh, my gosh. You got your kid a rattle from Tiffany.
We got a Bill Clinton sighting. Who is the man behind Bill Clinton with the baseball cap on?
I don't know, but Bill Clinton was wearing a patterned mask. What was the pattern? It looked like a bunch of stars.
And George W. Bush, someone cracked him up. He just had a big pop. Someone made him laugh.
He's standing right next to Mike Pence, and Mike Pence literally just walked away from him, like, get me away from you.
Let's do this all day
long. Oh, my gosh. This is hilarious.
Cool. Beautiful shot of the stage.
Yes, it's very grandiose, very beautiful. It'd be interesting to see how it was had we not been in a pandemic, in the midst of a pandemic. Obviously, not as many people, but I will give them props for maintaining social distances. It looks like everyone is wearing a mask. But yeah, there is a little bit of something that is lost because there's no audience, really.
Yeah, the times that we're in. That was your live play-by-play coverage of the presidential inauguration. We'll continue this throughout the morning.
Yes, this is fascinating.
They're focusing on Pence now.
Yeah, you know what? I give him such credit for being there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He and Karen Pence are standing right there, and they're kind of like, how much longer do we have to stay? But hey, I give him credit for being there.
We ever go to a party and like you don't know anybody, and you're like, oh man, let's try to mingle. Let's try to like, hey, how's it going? How you guys doing?
Oh man, I always stand close to the exit so I can just slip out. You know he's standing by the exit. He's like, can I go through here? Is this okay? All right, cool. There's A-Rod.
Look at A-Rod. He looks official.
Well, he's there to support his lady. She's performing, right?
Yeah, he's the guy. Obama and A-Rod are going to hook up right now. Watch this. Wait, hold on. Here we go.
They're going to talk.
He's waiting. He's waiting to talk. He knows he's behind him.
Okay. A-Rod's trying to pretend like he doesn't realize he's standing next to Obama.
Uh-huh.
Obama's like, okay.
Here we go. And
you watch. He's going to goose him or something.
Yeah.
You're like, hey. Or he'll tap him on one side of his shoulder, and then he'll come on the other side.
Oh, no. He rolled past him. Obama did a football spin to avoid talking to A-Rod.
Yeah, he's not a Yankees fan, apparently.
Wow. That was a pivot move right there.
He's like, I got other things to do. I got other presidents to talk to.
Man, that was a pivot. He rolled around A-Rod's back.
There's so much going on. I feel like we're doing Mystery Science Theater for the inauguration.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed that as much as we did.
Oh, man.
Coming up next, we're kicking off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. We just kicked off 60-plus minutes commercial-free. No commercials until at least 9:30 on this, what's today? Wednesday. It's a Wednesday morning, inauguration day. Mercedes, you don't seem like a vengeful person. Like, have you ever received revenge on somebody or a business that may have done you wrong?
No, my revenge is just cut them off. You know, just chop the head off. That's it. Done.
Kill that snake.
I just don't like putting that energy into putting, like, if someone did you wrong, why would you put out more negativity to what? Cancel it out? It doesn't do anything.
Hurting yourself,
right?
I think.
Why? Are you? You're not vengeful.
No, but have you ever been in a situation where maybe there's an ex-employee that has done some revenge on your business or you've seen this happen? Because I was talking to a girl that was cutting my hair a couple weeks ago. I normally go see Larry to cut my hair. A couple weeks ago, schedules just didn't work, so I went to one of his former stylists who's now at a different salon. She wanted to be closer to her house, and so we were just talking and stuff, and she was telling me some salon stories, and she told me about a couple salons prior to her. They had let someone go. The person was not a good employee. They were just a mean person. But this person got revenge on the salon in this kind of weird way where they went online and they started booking all of these fake reservations. The salon had like an online booking system. And so the salon was closed for a couple days. They come back in to start the new week. And they're like, man, we have a couple reservations, but a couple days are empty. And then it's just like they couldn't figure out what was going on. And they realized someone had made all of these fake reservations. And it was this ex-employee. They finally figured out who did it.
Oh,
had
wow.
Jumped on there and just booked all these spots. And so, I mean, the inconvenience is if someone tries to jump online and book an appointment for a Friday, everything was booked. They couldn't make an appointment to get their hair done. But it was a little sneaky way, but they certainly got some revenge on the hair salon.
That's when you need to make sure that people hold a reservation with a credit card.
Yes.
So you can charge for all of those. But that's a lot of effort to take to get revenge.
And then she said, too, once they had that cleared up, they noticed like a few weeks after that they were getting one or two, she would get like a printout for the day. Like, okay, yeah, that's 8 a.m. JC Fernandez is coming in. At 9 a.m., Alcoholic is coming in.
Oh, God.
Realizing they're making more reservations with just fake funny names.
Like The Simpsons?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I remember watching The Simpsons, and the funniest name I thought was Mr. Dover, Mr. Ben Dover. Do you remember any of those?
Let's, Nudia, pretend you're working at the bar, and we'll give you names to page, okay?
Mostavin, who is this?
Nudia, I'm looking for a friend of mine. Last name Butts, first name Seymour.
Butts Seymour. Do we got a Butts Seymour in here?
Or Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts.
Seymour Butts?
Yes. Oh.
Who else did Bart prank call with?
Can you see if my friend is there? His last name is Roch. First name is Mike.
Looking for Mike. Mr. Roch.
Mike.
Has anybody seen Mike Roch? There's another one that gets even worse.
Mike, how do we do this? My friend.
What about Mr. Clothes Off? Mr. Oliver Clothes Off?
Do we have a Clothes Off? Oliver Clothes Off? I'm looking for Oliver. Oliver Clothes Off?
I'm looking for, is a French friend of mine. His name is Jacques. His last name is Strap.
Last name Strap, you said? First name Jock? Jock.
Yeah.
Is there a Jock Strap? I'm looking for my Jock Strap.
I feel like JC's like perfect for this. Like, this is the perfect person to pull this prank on.
Mr. Jass, his first name is Hugh.
Hugh, what's the last name?
Hugh, Jass.
Hugh Jass.
I remember when Mo did that one. He's like, is there anyone here with a Hugh Jass?
Didn't like, who was the drunk guy on The Simpsons? Barney?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you saying, man?
There was a last name Butt Reeks. First name is Maya.
Maya Butt Reeks.
JC.
Man. That's what TV shows don't have anymore. Lovable drunks.
There's no horrible, like, really bad name jokes anymore on a TV show.
There's not. These are all these jokes that go on by the wayside. We need to bring them back.
What else? Oh, there was Cuddle Me. First name, Haywood.
Haywood Cuddle Me?
His middle initial was U.
Hey, Haywood. Haywood, you. Haywood, you cuddle me?
Hey, would you cuddle me?
Oh, the simple things that make us laugh.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's how someone got revenge on my friend's old salon.
Wow.
I think it'd be comical. I'd be like, okay, who's my next appointment? Oh, yeah, Oliver Clothes Off.
Oh, don't forget Mr. Wiener. First name, Drew, middle initial, P.
Droopy Wiener?
Droopy Wiener.
Okay, that was your trip back to the 90s. We'll get back up to date here.
Oh, this hour, we were doing an inauguration play-by-play.
We have, like,
90s
no plan.
Humor. It's Mix 94.1. You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the
best. Panic at the Disco, an old one from them. I like it. I write Since Not Tragedies on Mix 94.1. It is 8:31, Mercedes in the morning. We were just talking about workplace revenge and people when they get let go, they take revenge on a workplace. There is a woman, and she hasn't been let go, but she has gone viral. There's this flight attendant, and she posts tips on TikTok. And one of her videos is really going viral right now. Do you have any like insider information about your workplace that you think people should know? Maybe it's like a tip or a trick, or maybe it's a warning. What is it? 702-364-9400. I think we all need to come together. Like, this flight attendant is stepping up and saying, hey, if you're going to fly, let me tell you this. This will help you. What is your insider tip or trick or warning from your profession? 702-364-9400. I don't know if we have the audio.
Some of it. Yeah, I got some of it, yeah.
This is what she says you should never do when you're on a plane.
These products from an airplane, from a flight attendant. Rule number one, never consume any liquid that is not in a can or a bottle. The reason being is because those water tanks are never cleaned. And they are disgusting. So talk to a flight attendant. We rarely drink the coffee or tea. They come from the same water tank. And so when you're drinking that coffee and tea, it comes from that hot water. And it's absolutely disgusting.
Good point.
Keep that in mind. Never drink the tea or coffee that's made on the plane because the tanks they make it in are rarely cleaned. She says the carafes are cleaned, but not the tanks. Plus, they're located by the bathrooms. And she says you should only drink liquids that come in a can or a bottle.
What about the ice? They don't make the ice on the plane. I'm assuming, does the ice come? Because they're using that same water that they make the coffee and the drinks with. They're making the ice with, or did they just put the ice on the plane?
That I'm not sure. I think ice in general from any place, you're really kind of rolling the dice on that, aren't you? Think about it. They make it there, yeah, but people stick their hands in there. They're
scooping
sticking scoops
up.
In. Ice is not the greatest thing coming from a place that you're not involved in the making of the ice. That's just my personal thing. Is there an insider tip or trick for your profession or a warning? 702-364-9400. What would you give people a tip or trick about for here?
For radio, I would say when it comes to a contest, don't give up. Keep dialing, dialing, dialing. If it's ringing, just and if you got the time, stay on there until you hear the radio station officially has a winner, until we announce we have a winner. Because sometimes we'll sit here and say, okay, we're looking for caller 20, and we'll go to commercial break, and then we get kind of sidetracked. And we don't grab caller 20 right away. We're maybe doing something else in the studio. So it takes a couple minutes for us to jump to the phones. Or it will go through, and we get caller 20, like, all right, cool, hold on 1 second, and that person drops off.
Yeah.
And there's your chance to come through. There are many a times where we're sitting there, we got a contestant to play, heads up. And it's the only one on hold. Everyone else is gone. We look seconds before we start, heads up, boom, they're disconnected. Uh-oh. And then that one person that's still consistent gets through and ends up winning.
My advice is on the same kind of plane as yours as far as prizes go. My advice or tip or trick would be go to the website and enter the online contest. The truth of the matter is that sometimes people don't realize they're on there. So unless you visit our website every day, which you should, there are all sorts of online contests, and you have just upped your odds of winning because you're not going up against a bunch of people that are calling in at the same time. So my insider tip or trick is go to our website every day and look up contests, and if there's a contest, enter it. Your odds, I'd say, are very, very good.
I got a rental car tip. If you got a family of five, you need a minivan, or you want a sports car, you want something special, you know what you want, book that car so you have it. But if you're just going in there and you're looking at the reservations, and there's the economy car for, let's say, $20 a day, and then there's the midsize for $30, and I think maybe some space might be nice, I'm not sure, always book the economy car. Because you get there, if they don't have that small car, you've locked in a reservation. So they're going to bump you up to whatever's next. How many times you go to rent a car? You booked an economy car. I'm like, oh, well, you're getting a free upgrade today. That's because they don't have your smaller car. You still have a reservation for a car. You're going to get a car, probably get a nicer car than an economy car.
See, I've taken your advice on that before. And the problem is they always have the economy car when I show up. I'm like, oh.
You can ask to upgrade. Like, hey, can I pay you $2 more a day to get that midsize? Or just ask, like, hey, how much for that one right there?
Can I name my price? Can I say that? Can I pay $2 more and get the nice Jeep?
When I worked at the rental car place, I would do anything. That's how you got paid. So I'm like, you want to pay me $2 a day for a Jeep? Boss isn't looking. You got it, ma'am. Take it.
Interesting. Our friend truck driver Jason says, I enter everything, every contest. I have won a ton, including a trip to Maui from Alaska when I was a kid. Like, seriously, most people, I think, assume that, doesn't matter. You'll be fine. I'm not going to win anyway. But who knows? You can't win if you don't play.
Someone's got to win. Any other tips, let us know. 702-364-9400. I got 15 seconds left on this clip. I'll play it. I'm not sure if it's a full tip. Are these clean to play?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm not sure what it is. Yeah. I'm going to play it.
So these little coffee guys, they are rarely cleaned unless they are broken. These guys are taken out and cleaned in between flights, but the whole machine is never cleaned. And they're by the lavatories.
That's the carafes that she was talking about. If you're in retail, I don't know if it's still this way, but when I used to work in retail, if the price was marked down to a 97, that was as low as it was going to go. So buy it then, or you're not going to be able to buy it. Some people would wait for it to go even lower and lower. But if the last two digits were a 97, that was the lowest we were going to be marking it down before it was. We'd just take it off the floor, and I don't know where we sent it. So keep that in mind. That, again, I worked in retail a very long time ago, but that was definitely a big one.
Nudia, any of your past professions, do you have a tip for us?
Potty train your kid before you put him in at dance classes.
That's a little warning.
That's my biggest one.
Hey, I was going to ask you a question. Okay, so you DJ also.
Yeah.
How do you get the DJ to play your song without being annoying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, this is easy. Have money in your hand.
Really?
Just give them a tip.
Like,
yeah.
How much?
Honestly, if you just got some type of money, I'd say like a 20. Oh. Like, if you want to be like cool, like a 20. Like, if you came up and I was like, oh, it's Mercedes. Okay, like, I'll see if I could work it. But if you give me a 20, I'm going to play it like next.
Oh, okay.
Does it matter what the song is?
Yeah. No, one time for New Year's, I had this guy give me $1,000 to play Drake songs back to back. And you better believe that whole night, I'm pretty sure he was wasted. Like, in the morning, he's like, what happened to my grand? That whole night, I was playing Drake songs.
Like, I only love my bed and my mama, I'm sorry.
Yeah, lots of Drake.
Wow. Samantha says, always get generic prescriptions, always. And Adriana says, there's probably is more in the back. You know, when you say, do you have any more of these in the back? And they're like, no. The answer is they're probably
too lazy to go back there and look. We got the hot three coming. I've been waiting for this hot three all morning.
I know, right? Okay, so the big inauguration, it's happening right now. But how was the nuclear football handed off? What is the nuclear football? We're going to talk about that. Also, is getting old as bad as people thought it would be? And now there is a very special member of Cameo. You can get a celebrity call from this person, or actually it's not even a person, but you can still get a celebrity call from them. We'll tell you who it's from coming up next in the Hot 3.
Banners, Someone to You. That song came out in 2017, but 3 years later, thanks to TikTok, the song is a huge hit. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Currently, the inauguration of Joe Biden is taking place, and Vice President Kamala Harris made history as she took her oath of office this morning. Now, technically, they are running ahead of schedule, so she will not officially be vice president until noon Eastern, 9 o'clock our time. So they are a little ahead of schedule. Lady Gaga performed a flawless rendition of the Star Spangled Banner this morning, and Jennifer Lopez just did a great job of America the Beautiful this morning. She just wrapped up. So that is what's going on right now. Now let's talk about the transfer of power. Here's how the nuclear football will get handed off. President Trump will not be handing the nuclear football to Joe Biden during today's inauguration. So how is this going to work? Well, when Biden is sworn in at noon Eastern today, he will be getting a black leather briefcase that has the controls for the U.S. nuclear arsenal. However, for the first time during the nuclear age, the outgoing president will not be handling the black leather, handing it to the incoming president. Trump is already in Florida while Biden is going to be sworn in, and he will have one of two nuclear footballs with him, and he will have sole authority to launch a nuclear strike until 1 second before noon. So he still has the controls as it is. Then a military aide with a second nuclear football will hand the authority over to President Biden once he is sworn in, and his briefcase will be the one that is activated.
Looks like it's official. He had the hand on the Bible. I had the volume turned down, but looks like it's official now.
Yep. He was just sworn in. And like I said, they are running ahead of schedule, so technically it's not officially official until noon, but there you go.
The ceremonial part, yeah, very official. A teary moment for him.
His whole family is there, and so there you go. That's, I'm sure, what everyone is probably no one's listening to us right now.
We're getting great feedback on our inauguration play-by-play we did earlier, and we were commenting on clothing, who people were, what were they doing, the fact that President Obama did a pivot and avoided A-Rod. And Jennifer Lopez was, I mean,
voice. She did great, yeah.
She really did.
Yeah, so there you go. 46th President of the United States has just been inaugurated, so let's move on. Also this morning, it's pretty common to be worried about getting old, but maybe, just maybe, it's not all that bad. According to a new survey of grandparents, 81% of them say getting old is not nearly as bad as they thought it would be when they were younger. Plus, there's no rule that you have to stop doing the things you like when you get older. 43% of the people in the survey say they still try to live their lives just like they did when they were younger. And 45% say they're more carefree now than they used to be. 3 out of 4 say they're nothing like their grandparents were at their age.
Look at what Biden's, what, 78 years old? Look at this. You can do anything. Young. People are young.
Yeah.
No fear of getting old. Great things happen as you progress through life.
It's really amazing, though, how the what it was considered old then is completely different now. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. As kids growing up, I thought 40s, 50s was old. And then looking at like 60 or something, 60 was ancient. This is my perspective as a child.
As a child,
yeah.
Yeah,
growing up, and that was my perspective on things. But now, to me, 60's young. 60 is young in my eyes.
Hey, it's a state of mind, really. You look at someone like, who was I looking at the other day? They had a picture of, Sophia, not Vergara, Sophia Loren.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. That she looks like she's 25 years old. And I know there's, maybe she had surgery, maybe she had help and stuff. But if we're talking just aesthetically, she looks young. But again, it's like really the state of mind and just keeping up, doing what you're doing, enjoying life.
Here's one for you. I didn't pay too much attention to this woman's life, but Vera Wang. I just realized this.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen pictures of her, and I'm like, oh, that's cool. She's a trailblazer in her 30s. I looked it up. She's 71. She looks like she's 28 years old.
I know. That's crazy, right?
It's nuts.
Who are you going to? What is your magic potion? What is your fountain of youth?
Like, she's not in her 70s.
Please
look
tell
at her.
Us. Well, this is someone that never ages. Punxsutawney Phil. Oh, my goodness. Finally,
is this day coming up soon?
Oh, wow. You just wait and see. The annual Groundhog Day celebration in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania is canceled this year because of the pandemic. So I guess this is the next best thing. Punxsutawney Phil is now on Cameo, you guys. For $80, you can get a personal message from the groundhog. I mean, technically, it comes from one of his handlers while Phil just kind of sits there quietly. As far as we know, Phil will not give you a prediction on whether we'll have an early spring or a longer winter. But if you want, for an early birthday present, I can get you a Punxsutawney Phil phone call or video or whatever.
Is this really line one?
Oh, my God. Punxsutawney Phil, thank you for calling. I didn't think you would call in.
Or yeah, listening on the radio.com app.
He's right here. JC, it's an early birthday present. I know your birthday's in August, but I made it happen, and I just want to introduce you to Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil, I've been a huge fan my entire life. Yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania as well, so it's really cool to talk to a fellow Pennsylvanian on my early birthday celebration. Yeah, Mercedes is wonderful. Yeah, she's a doll to work with. Yes.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. But the reason I wanted you to call Punxsutawney Phil is I just thought you motivate so many people. Excuse me, I'm speaking. you motivate so many people. And I was wondering if you could give JC some words of advice, something that just will keep him going through to his birthday. What words of wisdom do you have for JC?
He's thinking. Life happens for you, he says.
Wow.
Oh, I heard that he was dating a turkey.
Oh, my God.
The turkey is there.
A groundhog and a turkey walked into a bar. This sounds like a joke. What the heck? All right, we're done. Goodbye.
Oh, my gosh.
That was not,
Ava Max.
Not worth it.
The song's called Driver's License, Olivia Rodrigo. Mercedes introduced us all to that song last week. I fell in love with it the second you played it, Mercedes. The rest of the country did as well. It's the number one song in America.
It's number one, debuted, and broke every Spotify record out there in terms of number of streams. And if you don't know the backstory, that song is just very relatable. I think she's been through something that we've all been through before. Yeah,
it's a good Google. Here's a second to do some reading. I got my buddy of mine made a huge discovery.
He discovered Star Wars?
He did. He's been living under a rock for 35 years.
Man, that
and
is
it's like,
huge.
Say, JC, have you heard of the Star Wars stuff? I'm like, no.
What is this?
What's this Chewbacca thing? He was going through some old boxes and found his Star Wars comic books from the late 1970s. Didn't realize he still had them.
Did he Google them to see how much they're worth?
I was just texting him. When he told me about it, I jumped on eBay, and some of them are worth like $1,500. But I think that's first print, number one, original series. I don't know. Because he said he looked it up, and they're worth like $30 to $40 a pop. But as he says, not a bad deal considering they cost 35 cents originally.
That's a huge markup.
Yeah, it is.
That is absolutely huge. I'm sure he was expecting like, you know, thousands of dollars, but still, considering what you paid for it, that's pretty great.
And I just think it's a cool little childhood treasure to stumble upon. You find a box from your childhood or it's been in your house for years, and like, what's in this box? You pop it open and realize you've got these comic books from 30, 40 years ago. I think that's a cool find.
Yeah, for sure. Is there anything, though, that you're like hanging on to in hopes that it's worth something one day? Maybe right now it's not worth a ton, but at some point it's going to be worth a lot of money, you think. And if so, what is that item? 702-364-9400. I still have in my mom's house, and she says she can't find them, but she knows they're there. My all my Barbies, like I'm talking about, like, I had this pretty Spanish Barbie that I can't find anymore. That's why I love those Dia de los Muertos Barbies that have come out, because they remind me of the Spanish Barbie I used to have. She was like my favorite Barbie, and I know it's got to be worth something somewhere. I got to find it. She says she's saving all this stuff for me. And then like my Rainbow Bright doll, I know she has that somewhere that she's saving it for me. I think all of these are going to be worth a lot of money one day.
Was your Barbie part of the Barbies of the World collection?
I think it was. Was there a Spain one?
Yeah, beautiful black hair, gorgeous dress.
Did she have a rose around her neck? A rose thing. Was she wearing a dress that was white on the top and then either like red on the bottom and then like a black belt?
She's hot. No, this is like a red and black dress. One of them is.
That's exactly what I just described.
Oh, sorry. I was so mesmerized by her face. The box reads. No, what'd you like, describe now?
Does she have a red and black and white dress? No, she's wearing a red and white dress. That's what I said.
It says, Barbie, hola, hello. Meet Barbie from Spain and learn about the country.
That was my Barbie. I still have her somewhere.
Okay.
Somewhere.
She is selling right now for $169 on eBay.
Oh, I was hoping she'd be worth a bit more. But, you know, one day.
That's a cool-looking Barbie. And then there's another one, too. There's another one that's from, looks like her sister, and it's just Spanish Barbie. And she's hanging out.
What is a Rainbow Bright doll worth?
Let me see here.
And what is the thing you're hanging on to? 702-364-9400. Tim is on the phone. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What, are you hanging on to something?
Yeah, I actually hang on to like $2 bills and then just any old money that I can find.
That's have you heard, maybe you know about this, Tim, about pennies, certain pennies are worth thousands of dollars. Have you heard about that?
Oh, absolutely. There's all kinds of like miss stamps and stuff that are worth thousands. And the stuff I have isn't that great or nothing, but maybe my kids' grandkids will get something out of it. Who knows?
Go ahead, Jason.
Well, as you say, anytime I get change, I always look. And if it's old, you know, I'm talking pre-70s or something, I'll just Google it to see if it's worth something. Because sometimes it is.
My aunt and my uncle, they collect or they look for these pennies. I think it's called a hay penny or something.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
In an old-timey song, yes.
Or no, wait. No, it's like a penny that you have to look at it and it's got a certain thing like the... like the M and the something don't touch. And if they don't touch, it's worth $1,000. Does anybody know about what I'm... maybe I'll call her and try to find out. But there's certain... so anytime there's a penny in change, they always look to see if it's this certain penny. But I can't remember what the deal is on that.
By the way, your Rainbow Bright varies in price. Is it in a box still? You took the thing out of the box.
Oh,
play with
I played
it. Yeah.
With it, yeah.
In a box, they range from $40 to $160, $150, depending on the packaging.
See, none of my stuff is worth anything.
Darn it!
This text says, I have magazines and a TV guide from when Princess Diana died.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Hang on to that. Don't get rid of it.
Here's Kane Brown. Be like that. Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.